wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our...
Well, good morning, Colorado and podcasters around the country. I am Jay Garvin's, your host of The Jay Garvin Show, right here on KRDO Home and Mortgage Talk. And man, I've got a conversation for you today. But first, the pop of my energy drink. There you go. Now, Saturday has begun. And Sunday, if you're listening to the show, I am just as excited for you as well. I just got back from an epic road trip to the Midwest. If you've never been to a freshwater lake in upper Wisconsin or Minnesota, the land of lakes, it was an epic tale, one that I'm sure I'll document in a radio show for you. But this next hour is just for you and I, and you can call me at 719-330-1457. I'm a licensed loan originator, but more, I am a father and a resident of the Pikes Peak region, where I've helped individuals for over 20 years with property, 10 year on the radio here, educating you about what's going on, and things have been crazy. I want to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction, but without further ado, our conversation between you and I today is, now is the best time to buy a home. Now, according to some other great minds, it's also a great time to sell a house, but I'm going to focus on why it's a great time to buy a house. I'm going to share with you some of the statistics of median home prices, how this economy right now in 2022 differs so dramatically from 2006 and what we all refer to as the great bubble. But more than that, what you can do with this. I'm also going to have a great guest, Kelsey Salmon, from Springs Body Sculpting, where I can help you with your loans and your homes. She can help you with your body. And that's important, because at the end, it doesn't matter about your money, doesn't even matter about our homes. What matters is our relationship, starting with Jesus Christ, but also leading into your family, your memories. No hearse has a trailer behind it, so you can't take it with you. So health is so incredibly important, and that's why I spend segments talking about your health and how you can maintain it and be the best you. So what I'm going to talk about today is how 2022, in fact, is different from 2006, but also this is a key factor right now, how inflation has affected and it will continue to affect your home values. I'm going to compare some of the economy movements to 1970 to 1980, similar to how I'm going to forecast 2022. I really started in 2020 out to 2030 and 2031. I get the number one asked question to me every day is, Jay, is this market a bubble? Should I sell? I've had good friends that have put their house on the market that do not understand this. I literally just spoke to Rob, an individual radio listener that called me and said, hey, we've got a house in Pueblo. We picked it up at a foreclosure sale. We were going to flip it and sell it or give it to our son. Our son is no longer interested. What should we do? And now he is keeping that home, and its price will double in the next 5 to 9 years. So now is the best time to buy a home. In fact, I listened to a interview segment with Dave Ramsey where he says that the tipping point of the housing market has come. And over the next 6 months, house prices may increase at a lower rate, because we've had home value increases during the great pandemic, 2020 and 2021, that have been astronomical. In the year 2020, homes in the Pikes Peak region, and this stretches all the way down to Pueblo, all the way up through Denver and even Boulder and Fort Collins, the entire Front Range, as I refer to it. Similar things are happening all around the country. 12% increase in home values in 2020 during the pandemic. And then in 2021, we had a record-shattering year of an 18% increase on a home. That is a couple points away from 20%. So if you bought a house at $300,000 in Colorado Springs, which is hard to find, or Pueblo, which they are many, in 2021, that house now is $360,000, almost a 20% increase. How long can this continue? My forecast is we're going to have another 12 to 14% increase. I'll be doing an economic update this month where we'll get in Bill McAfee and really get into those numbers. But today I want to focus on why now is the best time to buy. And really, continuing on with this segment, I listened and took notes. The only single reason that house values go down is because supply exceeds demand. And 87 million millennials between 20 and 40 years old coming into the purchase market in droves is going to guarantee that inventory over the next 5 to 7 years will not be able to keep up with demand. It's that simple. So right now, a house is more affordable to buy than it ever will be in the next 5 years. So if you have to move, you want to buy and not rent. If you have an opportunity and cash on the side and you want to invest it, it is not the time to invest in the stock market. We still have not went through the entire correction of this bear market. It's already corrected 20%. So where your traditional investments have went down to 20, 30, 40% over the last year, home prices have went up 12 and 18%. Respectively. That's because inflation. That's what I'm going to talk about today. It's very, very simple. If it's more expensive to put a roof on your house, to plumb your house, to put doors and windows and the rest in your house, that house will be more expensive, which means your house, the one you have right now, or the one that you are about to purchase, will become more valuable simply because of the cost of construction. That's not the same way for business and profits. If it costs more to build a Harley-Davidson motorcycle, that price goes up as well, but the profits for the company get squeezed. So that's what I'm going to talk about, along with having Kelsey Salmon on the radio from Springs Body Sculpting to talk about the improvements in your health. So don't go anywhere. Stick around. I've got a full hour of some real strong data comparing 1970s to 80s to today, and how you can plan accordingly for your family. But call me at 719-330-1457, especially if you're in your golden years and you have more house than you have monthly budget. If you are house rich and cash poor, you call me at 330-1457. I have a solution for you. For the rest of you, enjoy the messages from my partners, and I'll be back after these brief messages.
Look over yonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage.
Just look to yourself, oh,
look to yourself,
and open your mind.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper and tell someone close to you that you love them. Because in the end, the house, the mortgage, all of that doesn't matter. Aside from peace of mind and your health, it just adds to that. And I've got Kelsey Salmon on the radio here with me. And it's been over a month and a half since we've seen each other.
Too long. It really feels like it's been too long.
And both of us have traveled, but I've been traveling for fun. You've been traveling for business.
Yep.
And you have just continued to refine this service that you provide at Springs Body Sculpting, the Dermodality.
Yeah, it's Dermodality is the skin line that we use both in office for prescriptive custom facial treatments and then like prescribed home care, you know, for our clients to use like indefinitely.
Yeah, and that's what my wife comes
yeah.
and gets some treatments from you. That's why when I go on walks and travel the world with my wife, everybody thinks that she's my daughter rather than my wife. She loves it, but I kind of grit my teeth. I'm getting gray and old, and she's getting younger, and she takes her skincare very seriously. And the biggest thing is just being the best you. I mean, her self-confidence with her fitness and her just total focus on her health inspires me. And you do that every single day at the clinic with all your patients.
We do. And, you know, with talking about the skincare part, that's something you can do daily at home to ensure that, you know, you've got nice, glowing, happy skin. You see your smile shine through. And when you have nice, clear, even skin and feeling good, that goes back to being your best you, right? This is something that's so easy and cost-effective to do on a regular basis and where you can maintain any results you do with, you know, more intensive treatments or not. Maybe that's all you do. My mom is 73 years old, only uses our skincare and gets a monthly facial. That's it.
Yep. And that's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, a pacemaker last year and her doctor was like, wow, you're 73. She's like, it's the skincare line that my daughter does.
That's
and
fantastic.
It's so fun. I'm like, thanks for pimping me out, Mom. I love it.
Yeah.
And please continue. But yeah, that's where like even if you don't want to do anything more intense, just doing that is in and of itself huge.
And it's non-invasive and non-surgical.
Non-surgical, non-invasive. It's literally just prescription strength, medical grade, topical skincare and a skincare regimen. If you need some more corrective treatment, such as active acne or, you know, aging or uneven skin tone, and you don't want to do anything invasive or intense, you can do regular custom corrective. We call them custom corrective facials because it's not the fluffy facial. It's the kind that, you know, we put active ingredients and light chemical peels. We do dermaplane, microderm. We customize it to what it is that the patient is actually looking to achieve. And then we create a package and timeline, like how close together we do treatments with our skincare in office. So there's in-office treatments, and then there is at-home skincare.
That's fantastic.
So in-office treatments can only be used by the professional.
Yep, and it is not enough just to put some lotion on your face because it's 6,000 feet in the Pikes Peak region. It's incredible.
You need antioxidant protection. You need sun protection. You need repair correction at nighttime with retinols and vitamin A. And you need exosomes. You need anti-aging, anti-environment ingredients to really help nourish your skin and replacing hyaluronic acid. But the key is to have it in therapeutic dosages and high enough percentages in the actual product so that it is actually effective and creates change. And that's the thing, most over-the-counter creams and serums and treatments are not high enough percentages to achieve change. That has to be sold in, you know, a professional environment to where we don't sell to the consumer. You have to come in so that the professional can then come up with a plan for you so that we do give you the correct regimen and the correct treatment plan per your individual situation.
And the results are life-changing. I'm sitting here listening to you. I know all the intricacies of a loan and purchasing a house, and just like you explained, all the dynamics of the details, but the results, when I sit down with a couple having that peace of mind that their finances are in order, or that emotional stability that they now have a home, share with me the results that you see in your patients' faces every day.
Yeah, I mean, when we have somebody that comes, the bigger, let me rewind. Something that's also really important is, yes, you want to think of a marathon and not a sprint when you come to corrective of anything, really, even with your bank account, right? It's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah.
But you also don't want to be waiting so long that you lose hope and excitement and motivation.
You need to see progress.
Something immediate. Yeah, you need progress. And that is where, when I first connected with Dermodality, the skincare line, I hadn't heard of it before, you know, but what drew me to it was that when I was testing it out in my office several years ago, it was something where I was starting to see patients coming in and going out. I started out with giving complimentary facials, you know, to every single person. And when these people would come back and tell me, like, I cannot believe after one treatment and just taking one product home and incorporate it with what I currently have, I did not expect to see results like this. I've had facials for years. I've had, you know, all the expensive creams and treatment serums for years, and nothing has delivered corrective results so quickly. Within a week, I'm not kidding. And that's something even Dr. Dunham, he cracks me up because, you know, when he just started using one product at home at nighttime, Vitamin A Intense, do you know how many, after just a couple weeks, people have said to him, what did you do to your skin? Oh my goodness. Because men, it seems to be really noticeable because not statistically, I think less men probably play around and take care of their skin as effectively as women do. I think it's safe to say, at least the ones I know throughout my life. And so you don't do as much to your skin. So when you actually do something, even one product, it's amazing to see that difference. I got to bring you some, Jay. I'm going to bring you some next time.
Absolutely. And I'm totally open to it because Marlo sits at the basin right next to me. And I have put on a facial face and eye cream after a shower in the morning and in the evening for a decade now. Now, I've always had a boyish face.
Yeah.
But I mean, without it, I'd probably be Marlo's grandfather instead of her father, right?
Well, and this is really a lot of texture as well. And so like, and I tell everyone, listen, I don't believe in like just jumping all in either. Even if I give one treatment serum to incorporate what you already have, you know, I'm not going to make you throw away what you already have. If you're in love with something, no problem. I'm just going to have you try this one thing, add it in there. I'll show you how. Come back to me in a week and tell me what you think.
Absolutely. And what I want you to focus on is, especially with my wife and other individuals that I've seen in your clinic when we've had the open house and we visited other times, is their self-confidence and their posture is almost unbelievable.
Yes. And for some reason, too, especially with acneic clients, active acne, I have a lot of people coming in for that that are that often when they come in for a consultation, I don't even set them up with any treatments in our office. I get to know their budget, what they're really looking for. And I try to have a really good organic conversation, find out what they're looking for, what have they tried, and have a nice, you know, just personable conversation. And then there are times where I just send someone home with one or two products to start at home, bring them back in 2 weeks for a follow-up and see where they're at. So I really try to be honest and work with people's budgets on what it is that is going to get you the quickest, fastest results in the price range that you're in. And if I don't have something for you, I'll let you know.
There are surgical options and there are other procedures that are more evasive, but I'm just very, very impressed at all of the different procedures in your office that are topical.
Yeah.
And
there's non-invasive and minimal invasive.
And the minimal invasive is absolutely phenomenal. You know, Matt does that.
Yep.
And it's not a typical approach. There's so much that your body can do for itself when you put the correct procedure and product. And that's where you guys have focused. So look out. I mean, you're expanding. You're all settled in now, almost a year in your new clinic up there by Centennial and Garden of the Gods.
November 1st will be a year.
Wow.
So,
that goes so incredibly fast. And you have how many team members now?
Well, I have one on maternity leave, and then I have Matt and myself, and then I've got three others, and then possibly another. But we just are very busy, and we want to make sure that each patient gets adequate attention, you know, because as we've gotten busy, you know, we run a few minutes late sometimes, or and that's where I'm like, oh, we've got to make sure that we add more to the team so that we can make sure we stay nice and on top of it and make sure every patient still feels like, you know, red carpet experience. We're very thankful for the loyalty and business.
And, you know, along with taking care of your finances, which I help you with, and your body and your skin, it's the peace of mind as well. So at the last couple minutes here, I've got the summer of travel here because my son's going off to college and we went over to Wisconsin over the last 8 days. And I, in fact, went with my son 10 days before that in the same trip to kind of prepare. But you've got to commit on the radio. You've got to get some time for yourself this year between now and Christmas.
Yep.
Let's have some dream conversations. Where do you want to go?
So, but with our business, it's bringing
back. No, not your business. You personally.
You know what? To be honest, you're going to laugh. When everybody asks me, where do I want, like, my dream vacation, I would like to go to the Arctic Circle and see the Northern Lights in person.
Wow. You know, my friend Mike just did that. That's absolutely fantastic. To see the Arctic or the Northern Lights.
Yeah, that's all I want.
Another friend of mine that just went, Bill, who manages our building, grabbed me and said, my wife and I just went to Alaska, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
The peacefulness up there. He went camping, all of that. He said, the one thing. He goes, you get that close to the North Pole, he goes, and in the summer it's pretty intense because you got to have blinds on your camper because the sun never sets.
Yes, and that is also what I want to see. I want to see the 24 hours of daylight and the 24 hours of dark. I want to experience it, and I know like that's not everybody's bucket list there, you know? But that is kind of my, I just want to see the Northern Lights in person. Go to the Arctic Circle.
Okay, so if you're listening, we hold each other accountable. You mark it down. that Kelsey's going to take that trip to see the Northern Lights. My buddy went to Iceland and then Greenland.
I heard that's the best place to go, too. At first, I was like, I'm doing it in Alaska because I want to do the day and night thing. But then, yeah, my
Greenland
my brother-in-law
is the
was
best
telling
and
me
then
that.
Iceland.
Mm-hmm. Yep, my brother-in-law told me that. He's like, Kelsey, you really want to see the real awesome part. Like, you're guaranteed Northern Lights or Greenland and Iceland. So
that's
I'm like,
awesome.
I got to go up there.
So good. It's all about personal health, personal wellness. Get your finances in order. Get your mortgages, your retirement in order. Get your health in order. It's so important. And then enjoy life and bless others. So don't go anywhere. What a great segment with Kelsey. I'm going to return talking about why it is the best time to buy a house right now. Give me a call at 719-330-1457. If you need help with a mortgage or you want more information and get in touch with Kelsey Salmon, you're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I'll be back right after these messages.
Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about, yeah. Every kind of people to make the world go round.
I paid the bank note, the car note, and yes, I paid the phone bill too. And then I turned around and I found that the house notes.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beat?
Why don't you find that hole in my pocket and sew it up? Yeah, I thought I'd save some, but you know it's funny. There's too much month at the end of the money.
Well, thanks so much for sticking with me. I am Jay, your friend. If you're hearing my voice for the very first time, you're tuning in to The Jay Garvin Show. Home and Mortgage Talk had an amazing segment with Kelsey Salmon from Springs Body Sculpting, where I want to remind you every single day as we talked through the break since the last segment with Kelsey and Matt, my producer, your health, your loved ones is what matters the most. Your memories, your family. Tell somebody that you love them because that's what matters the most. Right now, I hear so many people that are struggling financially, and that just kind of heightens the stress. And I'm here to help you relieve that. First, the financial stress, then your stress about budgeting and retiring. It is such an ungodly effect on all of our lives with this inflation, with grocery bills going up $100, with gas going up tens of dollars every time you fill the tank. It's so important now to hear the message that you're worthy, that you can change for the better. Preaching to the choir, those of you that have your financial footing underneath you, it's time to have an open ear to hear people that are looking for answers financially, looking for answers in a direction that they can get their life in order. All money is a tool. And as I've been blessed with more of it, my wife and I do so many good causes. Life Network is an amazing cause. If you have not ever met Rich Bennett and Life Network here in town, especially since the change in the Supreme Court with Wade versus Roe, we need to help others find life, find direction. Another great cause that we reach deep into as a family is First Liberty. A lot of these great Supreme Court cases with religious freedoms, Second Amendment rights, the right for life, putting all of these back to the states where the legislative bodies can make their own decisions for own states and individual decisions based on where you live and how your constituents live. All of this is so important. And I tune in to Dave Ramsey every single week to just hear that common sense and calm approach to finance. And that's what I have here, right here on The Jay Garvin Show. We talk about home and mortgage. And today I'm going into the details as to why it is so important to understand now is a great time to buy a house. I honestly believe right now it is the last and temporarily, I hope, the only way to build wealth for the middle class. Business, building a business is the best way to do this, but in inflationary time period, it is 10 times more difficult to start a business with the cost of materials and labor, where if you just buy a house, you're guaranteed to have 6 to 18% appreciation. And what I want to do in showing you this, call me at 330-1457. I want to help you with your next purchase and refinance transaction, but I also want you to understand, and I can help you, the value of a home. Now, I'm preaching to the choir because 85% of us, statistically, that are here listening on KRDO and Talk Radio are homeowners, but we all have adult children, as I do. A son turned 18. He's going off to college. He already knows the incredible advantage, importance, and legacy in homeownership. We have friends. We have relatives that we can just positively plant seeds and say, hey, in investing in a house is investing in equity, in wealth building, in a residual fashion. The house grows in value as you benefit from it. Here's some of the examples. And an inflationary hedge, listeners, this is unbelievable. I did hours of research on this, charting out from 1973 to 1982, which is a 10-year period, looking at inflation and then also the appreciation of homes. And now I've started another chart next to it, starting in 2020 and 2021 and 2022. And I'm going to bring this all the way out to 2030. And the similarities in the first 3 years is uncanny. See, in 1973, really when inflation started to rear its ugly head. It originally came, inflation started to come when United States separated the gold standard from the dollar. And that was actually Richard Nixon. And then we went through the time period in through presidents until we got to Jimmy Carter. Now, Gerald Ford was in office in 73 and 74. In 1973, inflation was 6%. But the closest appreciation that I could find to 2021, which is 18%, was going back to 1973, over 50 years ago, when home prices increased 16% in 1 year. Now, that was at the outbreak of a decade-long inflationary hedge in the United States. Anybody over the age of 50 remembers the oil embargo, the odd and even gas days. My mom would match with the odd and even license plates when you could go get fuel. You started to have all of the Pacers and the Yugos and all of these low quality, low material construction cars, houses, buildings, because everything was getting outrageously expensive. This conversation rings a very familiar tone to today. Well, in 1974, inflation went up to 11% and home prices went up 9%. In 1975, inflation still was almost double digits at 9% and home prices went up 8%. Then in 1976, Jimmy Carter is now voted into office. Home prices went up 11%. In 1977, 1978, 1979, inflation was 7%, 8%, and 11% respectively. That means your cost of living went up 24%. Which is just unbelievable. Actually, 26%. But home prices in those 3 years, 1976, 1977, and 1978, were double digits at 11%, 10%, and 12% respectively. And then, of course, 1979, 1980, inflation was 11% and 14% respectively. House prices went up in 1979, another 11%, and they didn't settle down until 1980 when they appreciated 3%. There's a correlation to double-digit inflation and double-digit home affordability and home pricing because materials and labor costs directly equate to a more expensive home, which means more equity for an individual who has an existing home. The most telling thing, 1981 and 82, inflation was 10%, and finally in 1982, it came down to 6%. The average inflation for the entire decade of 1973 to 1982 was 9%. And go figure, the median home price increase over a 10-year period was 9% a year. In 1973, you could buy a home in the United States for $24,000. I remember it. My parents bought a home in Iowa, and it was less than that. But by 1982, it was over $54,000, more than 100% increase in houses during that inflationary time period. In fact, I remember my dad complaining as if it was yesterday. I was 9 years old that he paid $99,000 for a house in a suburb of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now, today, you can get a house. The most affordable you can get in Colorado Springs is $300,000. I'm telling you, that house by 2031 is going to be a $600,000 house. In fact, as of the close of June, the median home price in Colorado Springs is $495,000. I predicted that that would be $550,000 by 2025 and $750,000 by 2031. We are easily going to break that 550 threshold before the end of 2024. So if you have a $350,000 house now, or you buy a $350,000 house now, buy a $400,000 house now, that will be a $700,000 to $800,000 home by the end of this decade and this inflationary hedge. All of the individuals, just Google inflation, say that it's going to take 1 to 3 years alone until 2025, 2026 to really settle inflation. I believe in November we'll start to go to the correct direction, but between now and November, the midterm elections, it is going to be the best time to buy a house. Absolutely, no doubt at all, because you still have a very unique market where interest rates are going up. And remember that you marry your house, but you just date your mortgage. Buy a house now, and if interest rates go up, you're going to be glad that you did. If interest rates go down, you can always refinance. But you are going to double your investment in the next 5 to 9 years. And really truthfully ask yourself if you can do that with traditional investments. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to have the power segment where I bring in specific steps as to what you can do to take advantage of this. First thing you need to do is call me at 330-1457, 719-330-1457. You can also just Google churchillcolorado.com, click on the Colorado Springs team, click on me, Jay Garvins, and say, I want to meet. But especially if you're in your golden years and you are house rich and cash poor, you're running out of time with inflation. Call me, 330-1457, and I can help you get some financial relief. Back after these messages for the power segment.
End of the money. I'd love to take you out like I said I would, honey, but there's too much month at the end of the money. Too much month at the end of the money.
All you congressmen too, you got me frustrated and I don't know what to do.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
The way that buck is struck, it's a low-down, dirty shame. That's why I got the blues. Got those inflation blues. Yes, I have.
Jay Garvin's here back to sum up the entire conversation this hour on why now is the best time to buy a home. See, I talked about how 2022 is different than 2006. The fact that there's 87 million millennials, this is even before a correction for immigration. I'm not going to get into that chaotic subject, but you can add another 10 million people to that generation. How many people you see running into this country are over 40 years old, and very few of them are under 20. They're all being added to the most populous generation this world has ever seen, millennials born from 1981 to 2000. And in 2006, when the bubble popped, that entire recession was initiated by poor loan products, poor purchasing habits, an elevated and an inflated market where people were buying houses with no money down, no income verification, no credit score verification. We called them NINA loans, no income, no asset loans, liar's loans. Puff your breath on a mirror, and if you fogged it, you got a loan. There's a whole bunch of documentaries and movies about that. You had the largest generation to date, the baby boomers in 2006, born in 1946, going directly into retirement. More than 8,000 baby boomers were turning 60 every single day, 78 million of them. They are about to sell their houses, hoard their money, plan for retirement. Now, in 2021, we have the very first millennial born in 1981 that is just turning 40, just getting into their most productive years. These educated members of this generation are not making $35,000, $45,000 a year. They all congregated to the big cities like Austin and Denver and LA and Boston and everywhere in between to get the $60,000, $70,000, $85,000, $95,000 a year salaries. And now they're entering into the market, adding in a pandemic. We have more buying power. Now it's being eroded quickly with inflation, but house prices continue to go up dramatically. Just a week ago in Colorado and Pikes Peak region, they announced that the median home price for June of 2022 is $495,000. That is a significant increase from last year, the same time, where the median home price was $405,000, a 10% increase. And so far this year, we've already had a 14% increase in home prices. And I predict by the end of this year, this calendar year, we will see 12% increase. If you buy a $450,000 home this year, it's going to be a $495,000 home next year. Now, that's the biggest reason why 2022 is different from 2006, demographics. But also, you add to that the attractive nature and the ranking and the influx of residents at Colorado Springs, and that exacerbates the situation in the Pikes Peak region. We've got individuals migrating and moving down from Denver, where the cost of living is 119% of the national average. Add inflation to that, and a $495,000 home for someone in Denver where it's over $585,000, $100,000 more, you see the direction, and that's why a house right now is the best thing to buy. In fact, individuals have said that a house, and I agree, will never be less expensive than it is right now in the Pikes Peak region. There's a couple places in Illinois where foreclosures are up and houses physically cost less than they did last year. There's places in New York, there's places in California that this is the case. But what can you do specifically? The biggest thing that you can do is make sure that you've eliminated debt. Now, if you're in your golden years and you're 62 to 72 to 82 years old and you're listening, this is not the time for you to purchase. It's the time for you to thank God that your equity is increasing. But what does that help you if you're house rich and cash poor? Call me at 330-1457. I can help you access that equity to pay off your unsecured debt. If you have a mortgage, I can help you eliminate that mortgage payment, all of the principal and all of the interest every month with an FHA loan product with no hidden secrets, no bells and whistles. It's just understanding it. But like Rob in Pueblo, now is the time to buy and create a legacy later. See, buy a house and make the financial decision that your adult children don't have the wisdom to make yet. And if you're listening and you're a mom or a grandma and you have any desire at all to have your children and your grandchildren grow up around you here in Colorado, call me at 330-1457. I can help you buy now and create a legacy later where you purchase a home, you keep that home as a second home or a rental to offset the mortgage and the payment pays for itself, rents are at record highs, and then in 5 years when your adult child or grandchild graduates, has a degree and a good job in a very robust economy in Colorado Springs, you just transfer the home, sell it to your adult child or grandchild, and you've created a legacy. There's 100 of different examples that I can't share in the last couple minutes, but call me at 330-1457. Understanding mortgages, they've changed. Understanding reverse mortgage, they've changed. Understanding the interest rates and the mortgage products and how to accomplish your goals is what I'm put on this radio show to do for you. Educate you so you can make better decisions. Call me at 719-330-1457. Don't forget that houses will never be more affordable in the Pikes Peak region than they are right now. The prices are not going down, period. And as I state at the end of every show, please go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. Not the houses, not the mortgage, just your peace of mind, knowing that your finances, your budget, your retirement is in order. Call me at 719-330-1457. I want to earn your business for your next mortgage. I'm a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage. It's an employee-owned company, and I want to build a friendship. You can also go to the internet at ChurchillColorado.com. ChurchillColorado.com. Search for the local Colorado Springs team. Click on my picture, Ken's picture, Sabrina's picture, and get a hold of us, as we'd love to help you. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I'll be with you next week.
Look down from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world from a mile high.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity.